Also kind of strong in my heart right now is just having come back from a visit, seeing my aging 92-year-old mother, whose faculties are starting to decline quite substantially. And the memory is going quickly. The control over her body is going quickly. And pretty much, you know, all we can do is sit there and be with her. And the little bit that we do talk about is memories of the past, because from my experience as a nurse before coming here, I remember leading reminiscing groups with the older people, because the memories from long ago were much more coherent than the present day memories, and helping to integrate the past with the present and the future to come. So I think we're kind of all in this big reminiscing group right now here, preparing for our eventual old age, sickness and passing away. But the thing that struck me the most is that, you know, as we often talk about in our tradition, the qualities that we need to take refuge in. And we know, I think most of us at least know intellectually, that this body isn't going to be around forever. And seeing older people at the end of their life, particularly my mother again, the mind isn't something that we can even take refuge in. None of these qualities are going to be going with us, even the memories of past good times. We won't be taking those with us when we go, but what we do take is the qualities of the heart that we've cultivated. And today, the feeling that I get from all of these memories, talks, good things from the past, I won't remember any of them probably in 20, 30 years if I should live so long. But the qualities of kindness, generosity, any little bits of wisdom that I've gained from the teachers and the teachings, those are the things that all of us can carry with us into whatever it is that comes after that. So this will be a memory fairly soon. This whole day will be gone in a couple of hours, but we can continue to invest in, take qualities of the heart with us wherever it is that we go, when it's time for us to go.